Hi, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 330. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
You see how that looks when you do it that way, right? Usually they both go like that. Yours, when you do it that way.
I like it like this. It feels ergonomically comfortable.
Okay. Here we are. The countdown has begun. The party is almost here. We've been very busy.
Ripping and running.
Getting everything and running together. It's going to be really fun. We're really excited. Hope you're joining us.
You want to know what this raisin loving, candy corn eating lady did last night?
What?
I grabbed candy and she said, "That candy's gross. We're going to get different candy."
Yeah, it was like, you're still bothered about
that. It was Twix and Milky Ways.
Yeah, it was like, it's supposed to go with a raffle. No. And I was like, I know a lot of people that don't eat either of those. So
I just think it was funny because you're known for eating the old lady candy. So I was cracking up earlier.
I wasn't basing it on my own personal taste. I was basing it on shit that be getting left in the Halloween candy that I end up eating that people don't usually want.
Those are my favorites.
Well, I would like those. Better options. So we didn't agree on that.
No, but it was just really funny. I thought it was funny.
This morning, I woke up to blaring Christmas music, which made me really happy because I think it was the neighbor that I like that was playing it. I'm talking about like maximum volume, like damn near sounded like it was in my kitchen, but I didn't mind.
Who was what? Do you know the artist? Who was doing it?
No, it was just like, no, I don't know. It was just Christmas music. I don't know who, like old Christmas music.
Like Bing Crosby?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, it was nice. So I wasn't at all mad. However, I got home last night. It was late. It was like 11-ish, maybe?
Oh, my God.
I think it was like 11-ish by the time I went home last night. And yesterday
didn't want to leave me.
Yesterday was garbage day. And, you know, I've talked before about how, like, sometimes Stinkers is like, why are you always the one that's taking the garbage cans out and putting them in and all this? Like, the neighbors need to move some shit too, not just you. And so, you know, I told him that me and the neighbor that I like usually alternate. Like, if I put them out, he'll put them in, or vice versa. Sometimes I do both, sometimes he'll do both, but the fuckers downstairs never do either.
The only one that should be exempt is the old handicapped person.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think it's really fucked up.
Because he doesn't even bring his garbage out until the night before when we have the cans on the sidewalk.
I don't like the entitlement of them other people.
The fuckers downstairs, they just never do either. And I've been kind of looking at it like maybe we get to it first, right? But not really, because you could do it like in the afternoon of the day before. So I get home at 11 o'clock yesterday and I had put the cans out the night before. I put them out.
Don't you tell me.
There's like, how many did I put out? Six cans, I guess.
That's so crazy.
I get home and my neighbor that I like was not home. So the fuckers downstairs put their cans back against the fence and left all the rest.
Hold on.
In the street.
I'm losing it. What?
When I pulled up, I started screaming. And I was like, I know good and goddamn well them bitches did not put their shit right there against the fence. Because it's like their cans go right by the sidewalk. So they move it like a foot or 2 feet or whatever. And they left all of mine not on the sidewalk, in the street where the garbage men left them.
Oh, see, at that point, I'm knocking on the door. Maria, you have to say something.
I have to say something.
I'll go do it for you if you want.
I would like you to, because I jumped out the car and I made as much noise as I possibly could, dragging the remaining four cans.
Too bad your car's nice, or you could have rammed it right into those fucking cans.
Oh, my God. I was so fucking mad. I dragged them to the fucking where they go and just could not believe that they left them in the street.
You've been moving their cans for over a year out of just human decency.
Just good neighborly thing to do, you know?
No, I swear to God, I will. You know, I fucking, that's wrong.
These are the same bad neighbors character that I complained about when I brought their packages in and they didn't thank me. And then I don't know if they felt the tension or what. Or your landlord told them. Or the landlord might have told them, because I definitely complained to her about it. And then one day the lady was like, hey, like from a distance, thank you so much for bringing those in. I just wanted to thank you. And I was like, oh, no problem. It's good. And then I stopped. Like the last time they were out of town, they had one and I left it there for a month. Good. So I'm not doing the packages anymore. And now I'm not doing your garbage anymore. No. Because who the fuck do y'all think y'all are? It would be different if y'all weren't home or, you know, I don't
know.
Who
do they think has been moving their buckets this whole year? Who do they think's been doing it?
Right.
They think the garbage man?
That's what I'm saying.
They don't even pick up the garbage they drop.
They know it's me or that man. Mm-mm. The next door neighbor. So, like, the entitlement, I went upstairs. I was cussing. I could not fucking believe it. I went and told Stinger Soup. Like, I told you. I've been fucking telling you. I've been telling you. Don't move shit. I said, never again.
Now what you
never
do.
Never again.
Is you let Stinkers run his car next to their window where that baby sleeps.
Listen.
In full volume.
I already thought about it. I've been telling him keep his music down.
Fuck that.
I've been telling all that shit is over with. You can slap your shit in the driveway. I don't give a fuck if you smoke in the driveway.
Blow it toward the window if you want.
Exactly. All that shit is over with. Now you're going to know what it's like to have a fucked up neighbor.
Because that's fucking
I've been way
wrong.
Too nice and way too neighborly for too long. And you treat me like I owe you. Like
my feelings
this is my
are
job.
Hurt right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because they treat me like that's my job. And their windows are right there. So you bitches know that I'm the one doing it. I know you've seen me before doing it. It's just so crazy to me. It's so fucking crazy. That shit had me so mad that when I left today, I told Bunny I should take their fucking garbage cans and hide them around the block.
Yes.
And pull them around the block and make them drive around and go find them.
You should let people piss in those garbage cans is what you should do. Because fuck.
It's so fucking angering. It's like, are you kidding me? The nerve. I don't know. I've never really been around people like that. So it's very off-putting and just like ruined my mood. And when I left today, it just reminded me all over again because I was like, yep, I'm still mad.
The sense of people with a sense of entitlement who think that they're better than others, it definitely is one of my top three pet peeves. We're driving on the freeway today and I was letting Stevie drive and, you know, they've been doing a bunch of work on the highway and so it was having to merge into one fucking lane again, right?
Yeah.
And when you're driving, like, it's giving you ample warning, right? So majority of decent people are just getting over like they should.
And knowing that they need to let others over for things to go smooth. Yeah.
Not the ones who think they're special because they want to race in this lane and then cut fucking people
off
last minute.
Yeah.
I don't think anything makes me more angry than that because it's like everybody else followed the fucking courtesy of the road and got over. And Stevie was like, why do people do this? And I was like, oh, okay.
I feel a little guilt in my chest right now because I'm one of those people that will ride a lane if there's traffic all the way to the last possible minute to get over and then jump in front of everybody. I do that a lot. If there's traffic in the morning going to school, or if there's,
it's called bad character.
I do that a lot. And I always be like, sorry, or I'll ask, you know, can I get over? And I act confused, like, oh, I didn't know I had to go this way.
What a bad
but
fucking
I do
person.
It, I do it a lot. I cut people a lot.
So does the lane merge regularly?
No, it's two lanes. Like it's one going to the bridge and then there's one going toward like Oakland.
Oh, so you're an intentional asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
a person. I ask, I wave, I say thank you. I try to sweeten it up.
I play dumb.
I play dumb, like, oh, I'm flustered. Please let me over, please. I do stuff like that.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
So I try to be polite about it. I don't just yank in front of people and be like, fuck you, and turn my music up. You know, I'm always, like, gesturing and stuff. Like, that would make it better.
And I'm one of those that thinks, like, if everybody just did what they were supposed to, the shit would flow so much faster. Yeah. Right? But what happens is people fighting at that, where it V's, where it merges. You know, it's people like you that are coming in fucking last minute. And then it's assholes who are like, fuck you.
But okay, if a lane is closing, I don't do it then. If that makes it any better. And I always let people in front of me because I'm like, we got to keep the flow.
It does make it a little
better.
We got
to keep the flow going. I'm not trying to hold up the flow. I'm not, you know, I just like...
You don't ride a lane that's ending.
No. Okay. So if I had to keep going, I could. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, that makes it a little better. A little bit. Yeah. But the ones who fucking know the lane is ending and intentionally do it so they can get 7 cars ahead because their time is so much more valuable than the rest of the world's, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
If you really do that, I hope you get flat tires and bad karma. Because that's fucking rude. You're no better than anybody else. I hate the delusional hierarchy in people's heads. You know what I mean? Like your fucking neighbors. That baby ain't never sleeping.
The baby is hearing too short every day from now on because I've had it.
I'll sit outside the window and just laugh.
And I don't know if I told y'all, but like when I complained about this issue before... my landlord made a comment like, you know, sometimes people with money act like that.
I don't give a fuck why they do.
And that's what I said. And I was offended at that. And I was like, don't talk to me like I don't have money.
She's like, you're poor. You're used to being courteous. Poor people are courteous, stupid.
It made me so mad.
Money people don't worry about other people's feelings.
And then that offended me too. And I was just like trying to tell her like, well, I have money. Like, you know, and it just, oh God, it was just, it's gross. It's so gross.
I don't give a fuck what your bank account looks like. Yeah. Or
we all take a turn, you know. But she did say like with the package complaint that I had and shit, she was like, I will say something. So I think that was why they ended up.
Because Frosh, you literally probably prevented her fucking house from being robbed because they were piling up.
It was like 12 packages.
I noticed it immediately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That would have been my first thought. Fucking, they're not home.
Yeah. That's but from now one. On,
you're getting robbed.
You're on your own. You better set something up with the post office because I don't have your back no more. I don't. Nope.
Oh, that makes me so fucking mad.
The nerve. It would have been different if they just like didn't move any. It does.
It's like an intentional.
I feel like I should write that in a letter. Are you trying to tell me I'm pussy?
Right.
Are you trying to tell me I'm poor and this is my job to handle the garbage? What are you trying to tell me?
That you're only touching your garbage cans because mine are too dirty for you.
Yeah. What is it?
That is what
What's
she's
the
saying.
Deal?
They're saying you're a dirty poor.
It would have been better if they didn't move any of them because then I would have made an excuse in my head. Like she came home.
Yep.
She had the baby.
Yep.
She couldn't do it. Let me do it for her, which I've probably done many times. But this, you were I'm able to move you, yours.
This is like the worst possible fucking...
I need to write a letter before I leave so I know I'll do it. And just put, I cannot believe y'all.
The audacity.
I cannot believe the audacity that y'all possess.
Do you live in a fucking rich people bubble? A moneyed bubble? God.
It's just insane.
Because fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Now, you better wash your hands after touching the cans because I'm going to scratch my ass and piss on all of them. No, I'm not. Doing that.
It's really
fucked
up.
But they deserve that.
Yeah.
They deserve dog shit underneath
the lids.
For sure.
Where you put your hand or their doorknobs or something. Yeah.
You better.
Their car doors.
Take surprises out of the litter box.
Yep. Just leave them around.
Put them on their porch.
Yeah. Uncalled for.
Fucking dicks.
No excuse for that.
Yeah, none.
Shit. yesterday I screamed something else there's no excuse for. I was getting ready. I was going to go and meet you. I was getting ready to go like run a couple errands. And I was climbing up on a chair and I was getting a shoebox down out of my closet. And another one came full speed and hit me in my head hella hard.
A shoebox?
Yes, with shoes in it. The corner of the box. It's not funny. Pair of heavy ass Jordans in it. Came out full speed. The corner hit me in my head hella hard. I screamed hella loud. No one came to see what was wrong with me.
They're like, she's so fucking. Everybody was all home. The time.
Even Mochi. Nobody came to see what the cat the
didn't
fuck.
Even jump.
I just shook my head and I was like, why do I bother to even feed y'all or anything or pay the bills in here? Why do I even keep the lights on? Because what?
Do you do a lot of screaming?
What if I was no? And what if I was bleeding or something? Like I screamed. What if you were hemorrhaging
everywhere?
You could hear a crash very loud because after it hit me in my head, it hit the floor. Shoes fall out. It's a big ruckus.
They're like, she's all right.
No one cared. No one came to see what the fuck happened.
Wow, so yeah, not even the baby.
None. Oh, nope. Jesus. It'd be your own. Too. It'd be your own fucking offspring.
That's rude. Yeah,
I thought that was really fucking rude.
What if you were having an aneurysm?
What if a heart attack? Anything, anything. They're like, she just has heartburn.
You're like, you know how she is.
She has a headache. That's the kind of shit she does when she has a headache. Ugh, Stinkers is back. He was out of town. I missed him.
Did you?
Yeah, he's back. I'm glad he's back. He came and like damn near kissed Mochi when he came in the house. He I was like, do cat, not. Dude. You did not miss her that much.
He does love that cat. I think it's really cute.
It's cute.
I love that everybody loves the cat.
Yeah. Today I told you Pease was telling me that she loves nose boops. And I was like, what's nose boops?
She knows.
And where did you hear that from? Because I ain't taught you no nose boops. I don't know what that is.
We do nose boops here.
So, yeah, she was explaining that to me. She's been explaining a lot. She just told me in the car on the way over here that her teacher, if this is true, this is the final straw.
What?
The final straw. We go to pick up her some food. I'm scared,
actually, to hear this.
My order, I was laughing because my order number was 67, and me and Bunny were laughing about it, and P's from the back seat proceeds to tell me that her teacher told her that's a devil number.
What?
And I was like, what? And I'm thinking, is she lying? First of all, she ain't been to school in a while. Are you lying? Right. So I kept asking her a bunch of different ways. I told her, I'm telling Santa, if you're lying, you're not getting Christmas. You better not be lying. Tell me the truth. I'm going to ask your teacher and I'm going to tell Santa everything. I'm telling the truth. I promise I'm telling the truth. You told my baby 67 is a devil number. If that is true, that is the final straw. That will be the final. She's never coming back. She's fuck fired. Whatever friendships she made. She'll fired. Make new ones. I'm telling the principal and I'm fucking done.
Because why?
A devil number?
Because why though? Why?
I feel like.
Because you're annoyed by the kids saying it?
I feel like get legally, over it. Can you even be talking about the devil to TK?
Well, you're
can you even be like legally? Can you be doing that?
You're not supposed to talk about religion.
Right. That's part of it. I feel like that's included.
Well, it's in the Bible. You know, yeah. The devil's like this, the worst thing in the world.
Exactly. You know? So what are you doing talking to kids about the devil?
Well, you're telling them those numbers are the numbers aren't the devil, first of all.
No, they're not.
The worst thing in the world is 6-7.
You told her that I'm going to confront her. So
great.
Yeah. Guys. I had a Christmas present from her and her answer will determine
if she gets
it or not. Because I got her a Christmas present. But yeah, that'll be it. Who knows though? Because Pease also told me yesterday, I think.
Oh, I love this kid, you guys.
Do you know my grandma is bald and she only got a little bit of hair and she wears wigs to a lot of jobs? Okay, first of all, I don't think her grandma works. I'm just going to say that. I don't know, but I don't think her grandma works.
Why also, are you telling all granny's business, bro?
And what do you be telling of mine is was my fear.
You got scared. You yes. instantly squeezed your butt like fuck.
Like what? Where did, and it when she says shit like this, it comes out of nowhere. Like we're not talking about grandmas. We're not talking about hair. I don't even think we were talking. Like what? And she wears a lot of wigs. She wears wigs to a lot of jobs.
I swear I can't wait until she's officially diagnosed. with ADHD, bro.
Because it'd be so crazy. It's always something. Oh my God.
Don't ever say a little bit of hair. That's fucking, that hurts.
Like, don't do that. Don't be telling people that. Did you know? And she asked me, like, did you know?
No. Did you know she's so ball headed? Santana.
She got to stop.
You are fucking amazingly great. Tell me more.
Oh, I just shake my head. I don't laugh because I don't want her to keep doing it.
So you don't want her to tell yours.
No, I just be like, no, I didn't know. Like, and I changed the subject. Like, just fucking no.
Oh, God, it's so funny. You guys, we were on a mission last night. We went to so many stores. It was a real,
I woke up tired.
Yes. Yes, same. Yeah. Last night we were like, we're going to record early. We'll record at 10:30. Ha ha. Fuck no, I was tired.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
We got a lot of stuff done though.
We did. We knocked out a lot. You knocked out a lot today. Mm-hmm. Thank God. I don't know if we're going to have time to do any more after this when we're done, but we're getting it done and it's going to be worth it.
We have tomorrow though too.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I like all the little pieces, you know, coming together.
It's all coming together. Nice.
It's always really stressful. And then once it like comes together, it's like, ooh.
But I do feel less stressed this year than the last one we had because I was ready to cancel it multiple times.
Before we even agreed multiple to do it, times. She was going to cancel it.
Yeah, I was
it.
Like, you know, never mind.
I'm like, no, we're doing it. Yeah. I have to do it.
And I haven't felt like that this time. Mm-mm. So it's getting better.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I really like the no pressure idea of comfy.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, if I had to wear a dress or be sexy, I wouldn't go. Yeah. I just would be like, I have a sore throat today. So you got it. You can handle it.
It's 5 hours.
I told her when I wear a dress or something, I feel like I'm in drag. I feel like a man in drag. And I could not, it's the truth. It's such an uncomfortable awkward feeling.
It is very uncomfortable.
I hate it. It's torture. And like heels or like even, I wear fucking kitten heels.
I wear kitten
and
heels.
Even that is too much for me. I'm like, this is not me. Like, this is me. Like, you know, or pajamas is going to be
right now. All my sweats are dirty. I haven't done laundry. And so I had to put on these jeans.
And you hate it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I want to cut my legs off so I don't have to put any on. It feels horrible. Like, ugh. And these are, like, really soft, like, good bendy jeans.
And still, I would not want to have jeans on right now.
No. No. I hate it.
Yeah. I do try to be presentable when it's necessary, you know, like, if I have somewhere I'm going or whatever. But this... I'm so glad we have an excuse to not, because, oh my God, I don't even think I posted the pictures. I didn't from our last holiday, our first holiday party. I will this time so that we can do compare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we do have a lot of really cute ones from that party.
Yeah. I remember years ago loving to get dressed up and extra hoary any chance I got, like, I don't think my fucking cleavage saw clothing for fucking 10 years straight, probably more. And now, I mean, I'll put on a dress, like going to weddings and stuff. Like, you know, I get excited to like dress up once
in
a while.
I guess. Even that, like I want to quickly change after.
I always bring sweats.
Yeah.
Everyone knows I will walk around barefoot and not give a fuck. I'll wash my feet afterwards. If I die, I die.
Yeah.
And when we were in fucking, I think I mentioned this though, when we were getting ready to go to the concert recently, I said, you know, I put on fucking pants and shit, fully covered up.
Yeah.
Because my days of dressing for attention are so fucking over. So over. I just want to be comfortable.
Comfort is more important.
Okay.
The older I get, I've been wanting a cigarette lately.
I love this for me.
I've really been wanting a cigarette. You know Connie from Feminine and Fierce that I listen to all the time on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
My guilty pleasure. She's been getting accused of being a smoker lately.
Oh, no.
And like that's a horrible, awful fucking sign of care. I don't know what the fuck the deal is.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. But talking about it, you know, every now and then I crave one anyway, or I like the smell of them sometimes. If you've ever smoked, I think that's something that lingers forever. You're always going to kind of want one, especially if you're drinking. It never fully goes away.
Even a woman I know who's hasn't smoked in 30 years says every once in a while she'll smell one.
Yeah.
And she'll want it.
And it's like a little pleasant, you know, not all the time, but it still happens sometimes. Yeah. So, yeah, might have a little cigarette.
Why are they accusing her of being a smoker?
I like, don't fucking. I said, if that's the worst they could try to accuse you of, you're doing good. Like, that's what?
And why, there's far why do you worse care? Things. Like, why do you care if somebody smokes?
I think because she's a nurse and that, like, that, not calling her a hypocrite, but like saying you're a nurse and like I found out you're like just trying to dig up dirt on someone. I don't know. There's people that.
Oh my God. Like being a nurse, fucking.
She exposes a lot of dirty truths, I'll say that. So it's like because of that, people on that side dislike her. And so they try to find anything they can to either discredit her or just talk about her.
They're like, you pick your nose. We know you fucking pick your nose.
We know it. So quit acting like you're so high and mighty. Like, what? Give me a fucking break, please. Fucking
people, shut up. Dear God, shut up.
Last night we made a new friend. He might be listening. What was his name? Mike? Chris?
Chris.
We made a new friend. Yeah, he might be at the party.
I had dinner in BevMo.
Oh, she's out of control. Did your stomach hurt?
Just now it did. I'm stuck in the toilet.
I turn around. She unwrapped a block of cheese and was taking huge bites of it for dinner. I was like,
Aged cheddar,
45 minutes, you're going to be crying. Crying in 45 minutes. She ate almost the whole thing. It was like a bite left, maybe two.
A block of aged cheddar.
No one should love cheese that much.
Oh, God. And I don't buy it very much at all anymore, so I haven't eaten it.
Because you know what it does to you.
Tears me up. But it was calling my name. And it was really good. It was worth it.
She moves quick. I turned around and she was already like halfway through it. I was saying something and I was like, I know goddamn well that is not a block of cheese that you're taking bites of.
Oh, and they had See's candy.
Yeah. Mm. Good amount of options in that store.
Listen, I can't believe everything BevMo has. When I say medicines, everything, they have a medication aisle from enemas to fucking Advil.
Everything. They have a lot. I had no idea. A lot of snacks. Yes. Yes.
Booze, obviously, for days. Soda.
There's drinks that we didn't even know existed.
You can have dinner, butt sex.
Dessert.
And be drunk, like, in the same store.
Yeah.
I
it's a good time in there.
Yeah, the medication aisle blew me away. I couldn't fucking believe that. So, I mean, high five to BevMo.
Right.
High fucking five. My finger is healing.
Good. I was going to ask about that. I was thinking about it earlier because I got a tear on my cuticle. And you know how that burns and hurts anytime you touch it on anything?
Yeah. It was doing great.
Thought
until
about your little finger.
Bevy, when I got home, you know, a little bit ago, I was giving them a treat. And
Did she nick it?
I went to give the cat a treat. And apparently she didn't want me to do that. And she jumped up and fucking snatched it out of my hand. She never does that. Nicked it and it started bleeding. But it's not swollen. I have like finger wrinkles again.
Are you still taking antibiotics?
Yeah, I'm almost done.
That reminds me, P's prescription still ain't been filled. And we went to the specialist 2 days ago.
Oh, they need to get on it.
They need to get on it.
Fuck that. Speaking of burning.
Great.
Dude. What? Don't make this mistake. Driving home on the road trip, I had to use the bathroom really bad, right? Mm-hmm. So the second one, I had to use the bathroom really bad. So I pull over, I grab wipes out of my purse, I fucking run in the bathroom, do my business, wipe. My asshole's on fire.
Wait.
I'm like, why is my asshole on fire? Oh, my God, my asshole's on fire after I wipe. bitch.
Were they antibacterial wipes?
They were sanitizing wipes. So I've done it. Wiped my ass.
I've wiped my front with that before, and that's a real shocker.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
you have to drive with your fucking beaver spread. Like
yes. That's not fun. Make sure you grab the correct wipes.
Make sure for the bathroom. Do.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, my butt.
Great.
It's on fire for like 20 fucking minutes. It did not feel good whatsoever.
It's been really hard to book a date out here lately.
Really?
A friend and I were trying to work the other day together, and we were using a couple websites that we haven't used in the past, and there were a lot of fucking phone calls and a lot of cheap prices and a lot of game players. And I was like, there's so much money in the Bay Area right now. Like, there's no way that, like, we must be on the wrong sites or something. But we were literally on, like, four different ones.
Do you think that...
No, I'm exaggerating. Like, two different ones.
Do you think that there are workers that entertain that type of shit, and that's why they feel comfortable doing it?
Dope fiends. Yeah. Like, them are dope fiend prices. Them are, like, prices for bitches that are trying to extend their room last minute and need the money. Like, you know, shit like that. But if that's the norm, I need to go out of town. Because this ain't gonna work. This is not gonna fucking work. I'm talking about, like...
Insulting.
I have 100. I have, like, what? I'm sorry. What? Yeah. It's not gonna
That'll
work.
Get you a hello yeah. if you're lucky.
Yeah, it's been bad out here. And I mean, there are like more upscale websites that are such a pain in the ass to post on because you have to buy Bitcoin and use a separate app, and someone has to teach me how to fucking do it right now because the credit card companies are so against any type of work. So Bitcoin is the, you know, until they get that resolved.
Oh my God.
So, and that's why I didn't do those, but we're going to have to learn how to do it. Yeah. Cause this shit, like, I was like, there's no fucking way. There's no way.
Dude, I'll help you figure it out. Cause that's fucking insulting. Yeah. A waste of time.
And it makes me worry because there's so many providers out here, and it's like, y'all all can't be dealing with that. Like, how are you making anything?
Or entertaining it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay with that.
I hope that's not the case. If there's any providers that listen that are in the Bay Area, not expecting you to give me any game or anything, but if you want to let me know, like, I don't know, what sites are working better for you right now.
Yeah, which ones are busy.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of sex work, this girl I know, just from social media.
Mm-hmm.
Reposted this thing, and it said, do you think a prostitute, I hate that fucking word. I hate the word prostitute. Do you think
I'm already cringing.
A prostitute can change and become a housewife and become a good housewife?
They can be the best housewife. Are you kidding me?
I said, is the librarian a good wife? Is the school cafeteria worker a good wife?
It's like this myth that, like, working women
do it because you're horny sex are monsters. Are
ravenous, yes. Fucking yep. Horny sex monsters that can't be tamed.
And you
tamed.
Love it so, and that's why you do it.
Insatiable, mm-hmm. Can't be tamed, can't be trusted.
You love men's dongs you love so
dicks.
Much.
That's why you do it, because you love all the dicks so much. Are you fucking kidding? I don't want to look at another dick for the rest of my life. Are you kidding me? Like, oh my God.
I said, this is a really stupid question. And yeah. Then I just said, the sex workers I know at this point hate fucking men. So
it's hard to not turn into someone. And I still, you know, love men. And I don't even rule out, you know, maybe having one day again. But like right now, like, and I do know people like my cousin, for example, that I used to be really close with for many years.
Yeah.
She hated men so much that I used to have to tell her to, like, be nice to my friends and shit because, like, you're not at work. Like, you know, I used to have to pull her aside and be like, hey, like, you're being hella fucking rude.
They're not customers.
Yeah, yeah. It just was across the board. She just hated them so much. And it's easy.
It's
excuse me, for that to happen, because you're dealing with a lot of married people
and bullshit
and fucking disrespect. And, you know, you're seeing the gross side of a lot of men. So, but yeah, no, in no way are providers just doing it for the love of dicks or the love of men's company or the love of fucking male interaction. I promise you that's not the fucking case. But, you know, it reminds me, I heard somebody quote Too Short the other day, and they said something about, well, you know, you can't make a hoe a housewife, like Too Short said.
Do you not realize the majority of housewives were hoes? They just weren't fucking paid.
And they are hoes. Because They're contracted hoes. Like,
I grew up with them. I know.
I mean, but being married itself is a form of hoeing. Like, don't get me started. You know how I feel about that kind of shit. You're just not paid as well as I am. Like, it's very different.
Hello.
It's very different. You just have a lifelong arrangement with your trick. Like, it's not the same. It's not. I get to go home. Like, I get to turn my phone off.
And yes.
You don't.
What is also very weird is that people will be okay with women who have banged a lot, right? We can even break it down further. They'll really be okay with a woman who was with the same man for 5 years
since high school
and
or
fucked
whatever.
Him 9 million times.
Exactly.
But the girl.
But who, if she fucked 30 men.
9 million times. Then that's.
5 million times.
Yeah.
She's going to be looked at as loose. Even if they fucked as many times, you know, but she's going to be frowned upon because it was different ones.
The one that dated the man for 5 years, her man could have shoved a Louisville Slugger up her butt and she would still be tighter.
Be more proper and be more accepted.
More worthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
The logic. The logic. But it's all rooted in the patriarchy, you know, and it's all rooted in misogyny and just what men deem acceptable of women. Yeah. So keep that in mind, because you have to kind of reprogram your mind to see shit for what it really is.
And not
what society tried to tell us growing up.
And I want to our male listeners, to anybody, you will never really know exactly what your partner did before you.
Right.
You just won't. It's human nature to not divulge. I mean, unless, of course, you married a virgin or, you know, something like that.
Virginity is another thing that's such a fucking crock of shit.
Ugh,
I'm not putting value on fucking virginity for my kids. Like,
no.
No, absolutely not.
Not at all.
No.
Never.
I'm
not wearing a purity ring with my daddy,
with my
Billy.
Dad and dancing. No.
I promise my dad. I promised my Billy,
that he could give my pussy away when it's time.
I promised Billy I won't let no one touch my pussy. What?
Like,
oh my God. The thought of that. The purity balls.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's really gross.
I feel like.
But those are the proper women. No, they're not. Also, men have this.
Those are the grooms.
They have shit twisted because hoes are very much selective with who they give it to, especially when it's for free to someone for leisure, for
I've
fucking
noticed.
Recreation. It be the squares that are out rawing somebody they met at the bar and having one night stands and shit. Hoes don't do that. Hoes don't have one night stands because there's like more value placed on like who they give it to and shit, because they know what they could actually get for it, yeah. I think. So they're not just like loose with it. I'm trying to say that in like a not offensive way, because whatever you want to do is whatever. I don't care.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
In my experience, the square girls that have never worked in that industry or whatever, they were the ones that are having one night stands unprotected. Like, no big deal. That happens. That's what we do in college. Like, what? No, I ain't never been part of that life.
Fucking. Yeah, the whole virginity, less wieners, fucking purity culture, prossies, our whores, is just, it's so delusional. I mean, it really is delusional.
And I think it's rooted in jealousy a lot of times, too, from men and from women.
Yeah, because I went and I was reading some of the comments and it's always worse when it's from women.
Yeah. And it feels like betrayal.
Yes. And it was very pick me-ish.
But men don't want women to be able to have autonomy over their bodies and make money. And, you know, of course, they're going to talk as much shit. But if they had someone willing to pay them for that shit, they'd be the first ones, you know? Like, yep. We always say you could get fucking a dick at the gas station. Like, you could get a dick any... You walk outside right now, I could have one of your... One of your neighbors would definitely give me their dick right now if I went outside and, you know, went to go seek that out. It's not hard to get a fucking man. Like, let's just all be in agreement with that. Men and women alike. We all agree. Anywhere. The kid's school. Fucking anywhere. Like, you know, anywhere. Like, you could go anywhere and get a fucking dick. Yeah. If we're in traffic too long, I could fucking pick up a man.
Oh,
and God. That goes for any woman. Like, it's just, I'm not saying I think I'm great. Right. Any woman can do that. It's yes. that easy. It yes. is. That doesn't mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I hate that question, though. Do you think they can be a good wife? I don't know, bitch. Was your grandma?
Right.
Was your right. fucking mom Master. A good wife?
I have some questions that made me think of some questions since we're talking about dicks and stuff.
Okay, I'm going to grab a blankie real quick out that chair.
Oh.
I was trying out my new hand movements.
Okay, so here's my first question. And then the other one, we'll probably call up a man or two and to ask because it's more directed to men. Would you rather?
Oh, no. Who did this? You made these up?
I'm going to wait for you to sit down because the mic don't pick you up.
This is from a listener from a birthday.
It was. Sorry. I remember when that came in.
I love this blanket, by the way. If you're the one that got, I forgot. Sorry. But if you're the one that got it for me, I love you so much because this is one of my favorite blankies. Okay.
It's cute. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather go through your man's phone
Ugh.
And find out he got a baby on the way? Now, you have to answer this, first of all.
You don't tell me.
You have to. Don't that's tell the rules. Me nothing. That's the rules. Would you rather go through your man's phone and find out that he had a baby on the way or find a video of him twerking?
Find a video of him twerking.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah, I think me too.
Because, you know, Mark can be silly sometimes, you know, like goofing around and shit. Yeah. And I'm going to go with that he was being a silly boy.
Yeah.
Not that he's fucking popping it or something.
Well, what if it was like, you know, a video for that he made for someone, I think was more like the question. I'm still going with twerking.
All day.
Yeah.
All day. All fucking day.
Now, the other one is for a man. And it's, would you rather? I asked Dez this, and he was like, fuck you. I'm not answering. And I was like, no, you have to answer. You have to. And he's like, fuck you. I'm not.
Call Mark in here and make
him. Is he here?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay. Call him.
Okay. Oh, my God, I'm so cold. Let's say.
We could ask Will. Do you think he'll answer?
Fuck it. See if he's at work. He's going to get, you fucking call me for this shit while I'm at work. Hell yeah, call Will.
Okay, I'm going to call Will while you find Mark. Because this is important.
I love when we research. Call and bug people.
It's research that it's we need favorite. To know.
Mark has me blocked. As we've been arguing.
He's sick of your shit.
Yeah.
Hey, are you busy?
What's that?
We have a question that we need a man to answer, and we can't get a hold of Mark real quick. So can you just answer it for us, please?
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather?
I hate you. I fucking hate you already. I'm sorry, by the way, this time is going to be some bullshit.
Would you rather have to suck 10 dicks one time or one dick 10 times?
I'm going 1 10 times.
That, I feel like,
It's a little intimate.
Yeah, that takes some commitment. Like, I feel like that's a relationship forming at that point. That's a lot.
But you don't know what you're getting with the other one, man. What if they got like dirty smegmar stuff? They know, at least with the first one, you know what you're getting.
At least you know how to adapt.
Right. You could adapt to the
first. Don't try to run out when you hear smegmar.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, death.
I'll take that. I get it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah.
Yep.
Bye.
No,
I love him.
His work voice. Yep. Yep. All right.
This is Bill.
He's a Bill team player. All right. He answered.
That one ran out.
If I call Stinker's dad, he'll like cuss me out and probably hang up. Maybe. I don't think he'll go for that line of questioning. Why did Mark leave?
He heard smegma and 10 dicks and he was out.
It's like, we're not doing this. Hey. Hey, we just have a question for men real quick.
Here.
Come on. You want me to ask it? So it's a game of would you rather. You have to answer. That's the rules. The only rule. Would you rather?
Nah, I'm not playing.
Would you please just answer, Will please? Answered. Will answered.
No,
come on. Would you rather suck one dick 10 times or 10 different dicks one time?
No.
Please answer.
Kill me. Die.
Him and Dez both.
I'm dying. Please. I'm dying.
If you had to answer.
No. There's no answer. I want to
fuck. Blow my brains out.
You did answer when we asked that before. You didn't?
No. I was like, kill me. I'd rather die. Mm-mm. I'd rather
die. One dick 10 times or 10 dicks one time?
No.
What about like
no dicks. No dicks. Hell no.
That's crazy to me because I'm like, I would, if it was like eat 10 pussies or eat one pussy 10 times, like I would choose.
But you're attracted to women though.
Okay. Yeah. If they were women I wasn't attracted to?
No, but you have an appeal for women regardless though. Okay, so like yeah. There's an attraction
not
there.
To women like that. I don't yeah. want
okay. So then you pick.
Near a pussy.
So then you pick 10 pussies one
it
time.
One 10 times because same answer Will gave.
What it will get.
Because there's too much mystery in 10 in a variety.
Yeah, one with surprise gnarly discharge.
Yeah.
Now everybody's dying.
Yeah.
What it will say?
No. He said one dick 10 times. And I said that takes some commitment. Like you're establishing a relationship.
You're in a relationship with that dude now.
You have a crush now. Like that's your dick.
You're a usual. You're a
regular.
Regular.
You're a regular now. No, I mean, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that's your dick. 10 times is a lot.
But he said the same thing. What if he sucks? What if you go to suck the other one?
And some of them stank and shit. He's trying to answer. Just come up with it. No. You still won't answer?
No, there's no. No.
Just no.
Nothing can get you to suck one.
Hell no.
Who can I call?
He's gonna kill us.
I know. I'm like, who can I call? That's off, he's gonna come. Edit. Oh, who else can we call?
Rich Stinkers will fucking move out. So don't.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna play with him like that. That he's would gonna not get be mad. A good idea. Yeah, for sure.
He'll get
and
mad.
He'll hold a grudge until like after the new year, and not think it's funny. Yeah. I thought about calling his dad, but I don't think he's gonna think that's funny either. Who can I fucking call? He's out of town for his birthday. He's gonna be like, don't fucking bother me with this shit right now.
I think no. He would be nicer about it than fucking
nicer, but he probably still wouldn't answer.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Look, he can't wait to leave. Yes.
All right. It. Thank you. I guess.
Thank you for.
Oh.
Look, the dick's fucking got him nervous. He said, "I'm out of here."
Who else can we call? Call Pop.
Oh my god, no, bitch.
Call your stepdad now.
I like it the other way.
What about, let's see.
Thank
Satan,
you.
No. I'm gonna get hit.
We're all getting, I'm getting my ass whipped for being next to you while you ask it. Fuck you.
Call Julian.
No, don't do that little baby angel like that.
We don't have anybody we can fucking ask.
We don't have no friends.
All the fucking men in
we
our
really
lives.
Hate them.
Like, what?
Call Richard.
I don't. Mm-mm.
I know. Maybe if we were
on better terms.
Yeah.
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 He's been distant lately. He's been he don't mean fuck lately. With us.
Yeah. He ain't been our friend at
he's
all.
He's not going to think we're funny.
Oh, let me think.
There gotta be. Let me look at my phone real quick.
You know what? Let me fucking. Let me see if whatchamacallit will do it.
Oh God,
this Wilson, motherfucker don't. Will. Will just group texted us and said, "Don't ever call me again."
He's never gonna answer now if we have a fucking emergency.
Oh my God.
There's like no men in my phone. There's the guy that does body work on my fucking car.
Oh, there goes cars. That hookup.
Not calling him.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, I got a friend I can call.
I have one too. I'm going to text him and see if he'll participate.
Okay, I'm going to call him. Well, you can't give them a head. What are you going to say? It's about dicks.
No, I'm going to say, would you be willing to answer a would you rather question on the show? If so,
just say can that I when they you? Answer. Put them on the spot.
No, not no? this. No.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. So let's see.
You're so funny.
This is someone that I'm pretty sure they'll answer.
This is someone you don't care if they're your friend or not.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, how can I help you?
Hey, I have a question for a man, and I don't really have any in my phone. So can you answer a question on the show for me real quick?
Yeah, sure.
It's kind of inappropriate, but, you know, you're anonymous. Okay. You're anonymous.
All right. I was like, damn, you gonna put my government out there?
I did not even say that. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. Okay, what's the question?
I didn't say that. I said you're anonymous.
Okay, I'm anonymous.
I'll have that edited out. God damn. Okay, so would you rather suck one dick 10 times or suck 10 dicks one time?
Wait, whoa. I would rather die. I don't want
to fucking please. Mark. What is with men not answering the fucking question?
That's, yeah.
You won't pick one or the other?
No, that's crazy. That's
all right. Okay. Well,
wait, what type of situation is this? Is this it's like just, a life or death situation?
Okay, let's say you're it's not just for fun. Like if your life depended on it, would you rather? You just gotta pick one. Either one dick 10 times, 10 dicks one time.
That is wild. That's like I'd rather die. I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
All right. Okay. Never. All right. Thank you for trying, I guess.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on, though. Like, this is one dick 10 times?
It's like, what ethnicity are they?
Or 10 dicks at once?
Not at once. Either way. No, that was not the question.
He's making a third option.
You're making up a third option. That was not the option. No. No.
Wait, what are the options here?
One dick 10 times or 10 dicks one time.
But you're still getting dicks like 10 times. It still don't matter, like mathematically.
But I mean, it's one person or 10 people. It makes a difference.
Or one sperm.
I mean, fuck.
10 sperms or one sperm?
Like, I just like.
It could be covered.
No, well, you know, I'm not gay at all, but it's like, I guess one motherfucker. Like,
10 times
instead of like 10 niggas, because 10 niggas is going to be like, yeah, bro, we ran that nigga. Like, it's just.
But 10 times on one is like, that's my shit now. Like, that's me.
I don't know. Like, it's one, like, I mean, my uncle used to say, you do anything like 3 times, you like it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I think of when I hear the 10 times. Like, that's your dick now at this point.
Yeah, that's legitimately crazy. But for a motherfucker to have taken 10 different dicks, like, you a hoe, nigga.
No, you can't say that. Okay, we're hanging up. Okay, thank you. Thank you for answering. I'll talk to you later.
Always got to take it a little
God
too far.
Damn. I've seen no one else. At least he answered.
He did. Yeah. He did. He was like, wait a minute. Let me think about it.
Yeah. All
right. Life or death?
Yeah.
I think they're all going to probably say that.
Because I think 10 different ones sound scary to them.
One sounds scary, yeah, but
yeah.
10?
Yeah. I think that's
Mark's like, that feels, shoot me in the heart. I'm not fucking
drive
playing.
Drive a stake through my heart. That's
I'm not
what
fucking
saying.
Gay and I'm not playing.
Yeah.
I'm not even imagining
he's not
a
even,
dick.
Whatever. Not even pretend dicks.
No. He's not even going to role play.
Does your friend?
I just text. I'm waiting for him to fucking respond right now.
All right.
I was going to call Four Eyes, who I just seen this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But I don't think
I don't want anybody reacting homophobically. Like, that's what I started to get nervous about right now. That's why I was like, wrap it up. Like, we're ending the call.
I don't think he would think it was as funny as we think it's funny.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know? Like, Stinker's dad is not going to think that's funny. Like, stop fucking playing on my
top. The person I texted is more like, well.
Yeah, okay. Well, if they answer, we could get to it. If not, then whatever. That's enough of our inappropriateness.
I always love it when we call random people. Dude, this shit be so funny.
Yeah.
That was a good one to call, by the way.
That person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not who you thought it was.
No?
No,
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, no, you don't know this person. I just thought about that. It's not who you think it is.
Hmm.
No, that would have went differently. And that person's out of town, so I can't even ask them.
Whoever that was a good person to call.
Yeah.
Whoever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
They did good. Yeah. Great. For 98% of the call, they were fab.
Yeah. They just text and said, my bad. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you for being a team player. Anybody else?
Oh, that was
my
great.
Dad. Like, no, that's I not gonna you. Go well. Oh my god, bitch. We just like rekindled our.
He's like, you playing these stupid fucking games
yeah,
with me?
I'm gonna get threatened. I'm not calling him.
It's like, now I'm never mind. I'm
not. There's no one else. I don't have any other men in my phone right now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if yours comes through, we could go back to the question.
Okay.
Hey guys, are you enjoying yourself?
Do you want even more dysfunction?
You're in luck.
Join our Patreon, and for the $20 tier, you can get 4 full-length ad-free episodes per month.
Along with early releases of our regular episodes, merch, private live streams, chat, and access to our new voicemail for a chance to have your questions played live on the show.
Live on the show. See you there.
I read the other day, and I would like to test it. I would like maybe Stinkers or like anybody else we know that's like going on interviews. I have a girlfriend that might be going on an interview soon. I read that if you wear a fake wedding ring to an interview, you have like such a higher chance of getting the job. And I thought, you know what? That makes sense because I think you're looked at as more responsible.
More settled, less of a partier.
Yep.
More dependable.
Exactly. Like you have more responsibility
you're
on your
good
shoulders.
With commitment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So if you have any interviews coming up, throw on that fake wedding ring. You could get one at fucking Walmart and test it.
And then little do they know. You spend your weekends going one dick
taking
or 10
dicks
one dick or 10.
At the bar on a one night stand. So little do they know.
Beer pong, we're playing dick pong.
But wear that fake wedding ring. And I thought this might
That's
be a hack.
Really
that might be a life hack.
Guess
a little
what
hack.
All the fucking kids is getting for Christmas, you guys?
Fake fucking wedding. Bunny is married. You're getting a fake wedding ring. Yeah.
Marquise or cushion cut.
Yeah.
Because you're getting one.
Because I think it's smart. It just looks like you have more responsibility. Yep. You know, like, yeah. You're going to be more dependable because a job is going to matter more to you than a single person.
That's fucking really smart.
It was just
smart
some video.
Advice.
A video I saw from someone.
That's really smart advice.
Yeah. So I wanted to share that little gem.
Oh, my God.
What?
Have you seen the list? Sorry to just come out of nowhere. Santana.
What now? God.
Have you seen the recent list of Epstein names that was released.
No, I don't even bother reading into it anymore, which is probably what they want, because so much has been redacted that I'm like, fuck you. I'm not playing your game.
So
I saw the original flight logs and I know who's on those. That's all that matters to me.
I was just fucking looking over it.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, there's people I can't fucking believe.
It's a little bit of everybody.
And it does say, right, that, and so I screen recorded it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fucking long. And under each one, it says, like,
how many trips?
And for what purpose and blah, blah, blah. Like, Chris Tucker flew with Bill Clinton to Africa 4 times.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, multiple times.
Yeah.
Naomi
Campbell.
It says whether or not they went to Epstein Island, things like that.
Yeah.
Bro, you know who fucking crushed me?
Who?
Phil Collins. But it said he was noted as flying on Epstein's fucking plane 1 time. It doesn't say where or what. But the fact that anybody...
You have a smoke halo. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you were on his plane at all...
Because I'm sorry. If you spent any time around him, you know the rumors about him.
There were... But you had... Like, no. I'm sorry. No.
You know.
He was not a financial advisor. He was not... I'm sorry. If you were around him, you're affiliated. Period.
Man.
There were people that were abused on his plane. Like, you know, so even if they just flew in a fucking circle and landed it, there were women, young girls that were assaulted on his plane and you know, didn't go anywhere. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
The fucking.
The amount of women.
Dude.
Yeah. But it just goes back when I see lists, like when I saw those flight logs and shit, I just think in how many trips they went on the fucking flights and shit. People have a price. And I always say I have a price. You know what I mean? And I like to think that I have enough integrity that I would not, you know, agree to be around even some shit like that for a high price or for huge opportunities or whatever. Some people, there's some privilege in that. Some people are not able to turn, not saying, not giving them an out or anything, right, but like, you know, some people, I don't know, they're just set up different.
Both David Magicians, David Blaine and Copperfield were on there.
Yeah.
Michael Bloomberg, fucking, there's so many. Bitch, when a man who? Loves a woman is on the motherfucker.
Who?
Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like everybody, one of the founders of Dooney and Burke purses, Burke was on there. excuse me. I mean, there's everyone from like people in the fashion industry to financial folks to fucking Katie Couric. Barbara Walters, under hers, though, I believe it says she went to do interviews. From models to fucking just
musicians, people, designers, artists, actors,
restaurateurs, fucking Venezuelan billionaires, fucking Chelsea Clinton, fucking look at Phil Collins. Name found in Epstein's black book. David Copperfield. According to a message pad entry dated January 27th, 2005 at 3:55 p.m. Copperfield rang Epstein's line while he was out. The handwritten entry reads, Magic David called. Katie Couric was among those who attended a dinner at Epstein's townhouse for Prince Andrew in 2010. That's fucking suspect.
Have you seen any of the shit from his birthday book or his birthday card or whatever that got published? It's just like, it's very depressing.
You know, Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, ex-governor of New York, you know, he's been accused of fucking
shit in the past.
Yeah. Like essaying fucking hell of women, right?
Yeah.
he's in Epstein's black book. And I'm like, not shocking. Yeah. Not like, if you guys have a chance, fucking, this was on, what did I read this on? This is, God damn it. It says New York at the top. I can't tell if it's the New Yorker. Either way, it like says like under every name, like what, some of them have like fucking six long paragraphs of history. I mean, it's gross.
The entertainment industry has been known forever, since like the beginning of time, to be corrupt and involved in disgusting shit and circles of disgusting acts. And I think this was just like an extension of that. Like, they're all, that's part of it. You just got to be cool with it.
Yeah. Tom Ford's on here. Chelsea Handler and hers attended a dinner at Epstein's townhouse for Prince Andrew. She was quoted as saying, "It was just one of those strange nights." I bet, bitch. Strange. Yeah. Socialites are on here, like Mick Jagger, Lauren Hutton, who's a model, Elizabeth Hurley. And like I said, you know, there's shit, how they were found, you know, their connection, whatever. But
yeah,
the fact that there's so many and it's such a wide span of industries and,
yeah,
and
older people, younger people, like, yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
Yep.
Gross. If you're on there, it's just highly suspect.
Yeah, because there's no reason for it. Like, there's...
And if you're going to a dinner for Prince Andrew, you're fucking gross in the first place. Because, hello, he has been accused of essaying multiple women.
Yeah.
Gross. So.
Yeah. I saw this thing. Of course, it's always fuck capitalism. I was complaining about earlier on my way here, I stopped to grab some ice, a cup of ice from somewhere from Mark, and I paid $1.89 for a cup of ice. What happened to 25 cents? Like, are you kidding me? I just paid it because I was like, I don't want to drive anywhere else, you know? And there was whatever, so I paid it. But
you could have put that ice in a Ziploc. You could have put that ice in a napkin for me, exactly. Bitch.
$1.89. Okay, go to hell.
Fuck you.
I'll figure out a way to scam you later.
Yep.
But also, they're putting out this term now that people are device hoarding. People like us who are not buying every phone that comes out. Like, my phone is gonna, I keep my phones until I can't until keep they them don't no, work more.
No more.
Until I cannot make a call.
We both had an
until,
eight.
Until, yes, for how long?
We both had an eight for like over 5 years.
Till the wheels fell off. Till, like, yeah.
It wouldn't update and yes. We couldn't use it.
Yeah, if I can still use my banking app, yep. My fucking, you know, whatever I need to use, like, yep. I have to, like, fuck that shit. I don't even have to make a phone call. Like, as long as I could just use it for what, texting, that's about it.
Yeah, do you think it's more people who experienced a big chunk of their life without smartphones and technology like this?
No, because I know some people that are our age that are like the first person in line to get a phone when it drops. Like, I just think so. What do you mean?
I mean, that are device hoarding.
The company, the businesses are calling it device hoarding. Yeah. Saying consumers are device hoarding.
I wouldn't think it would be like our kids' generation that's doing that. I would think it would be more like maybe people who've lived without before.
That are what? Not upgrading?
Yeah.
No?
I think it just depends on if you're materialistic or
and
or
if you're worried, if you're worried about it that much. Like, if you're really, like, if you like to geek out on, because I don't even think they really
gadget
get.
Nerds and shit.
Yeah. I think maybe that is who is really excited about keeping up with the shit like that. Yeah. But other than that, like, I'm sorry. I'm just not interested.
Mark's a big fucking gadget nerd.
Yeah. I think Stevie is too.
Yeah.
They get excited for the drops and I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Like, I think phones are like $1,500 now. Absolutely fucking not.
Absolutely not. I remember the first iPhone 1 I bought, and it was
300.
Yep.
Yeah.
It wasn't more than $300.
Yeah.
And now fucking
$1,500. Here we are.
Gross.
Yeah. It sucks because my kids really dog their phones. So like Stinker's phone, I damn near have to upgrade it soon. Bunny's, I might. Like their shit be going out, glitching, dropping. Like they don't take good care of their phones like I do. But as far as me, absolutely not. I'm not looking forward to making more payments on a fucking phone again. Adding more to that bill.
I have to learn anew.
Relearn. When they took the power button away, that I struggled for like a good week and a half, 2 weeks.
The
like
headphone jack? Oh, I'm still upset about no headphone jack.
Oh, that's another thing. Like, we're going to get headphones. A new charger, right? When we do upgrade, we're going to, so I have to buy all new because they don't come with the phone no more. That's call it what thing. You want. Call it whatever you want. When I got iPhones, earphones came with it and a charger.
We got like headphones.
A block,
and the cord. And now it's like you get the phone.
You get nothing.
And
that's it. And you buy all them accessories before you fucking leave. I'm sorry.
Is wild.
Call it what you want. Shame me and call me a device hoarder. Call me I am.
All right.
I am. I'm an everything hoarder, in all honesty.
You have no idea.
So the way I'd be trying to cut corners, I'm not the one. Like, she was getting so frustrated with me yesterday. I was like, we could do happy birthday plates.
I was like, we are not. Put those back. Put those back. I'll go order them. Put those on Amazon.
She kept picking up shit. I was like, that's just going to end up in a landfill. Like, we're not fucking doing it. No, we're not. She kept calling me the Grinch. I don't care.
You guys have no idea.
I don't care. I was like, we could do these motherfucking birthday plates. People are not going to care. They serve that food the same. Like, you don't understand. I'm so fed up. I'm so fucking fed up with just buying shit.
I am with you on that. I don't like to shop. I've never been a shopper for anything.
And I feel like I get bullied into a lot of shit. Like Christmas, for example. Bullied. I placed an order for some fucking shit for Christmas
that
earlier.
Bullshit Christmas committee.
Oh my God. I was so mad placing the order. And I was just like, this is not for me. Like, just, I had to keep telling myself, this is for them. This is not for me. So I don't have to be happy about it.
Right.
I was mad as fuck. Mad. Mad ain't even the word.
Just for that, you guys get to fucking mop these floors. How about that?
Oh God.
Yeah. I'm not an ideal consumer.
No.
To say the least.
No. I'm not either. My wallet busted yesterday. Guess what? I fixed it.
Yeah, I'll duct tape the motherfucker.
It's an expensive wallet too. Like, in all honesty, I just was not going to fucking buy another wallet right now. If I'll get a trick to buy me one or something eventually, I'm not buying another wallet right now.
Right.
But I just took some shit out of it so it wasn't so bulging and fucking fixed that zipper. And it'll be good for now.
Yep. Especially this time of year because it's fucked up. We were noticing everywhere that was saying they were having these huge sales, right?
It's a lie.
Let's say, for instance, a tree skirt. They're really listing it regularly as fucking $60.
Yeah. $59.99. And then a sign next to it that says what? 50, 60% off.
Right.
No, bitch. You're bringing it down to regular price now.
Right.
I know what you're doing. You're not slick, bitch. You're not dealing with amateurs.
My mind's a whore.
You're okay? not dealing with amateurs. We know what you're doing, bitch.
Because nobody is buying that fucking tree skirt.
That ugly ass tree skirt.
For $60 regularly.
Nope.
Bitch, but I'll put a glad garbage bag around my fucking tree before I do that.
I'll cut a sweater. I'll put a fucking real skirt. I'll cut a skirt I got in my closet. Bitch.
Jeans
the
skirt.
The tree is going to wear a real skirt this year before I pay $60 for a tree skirt. Not doing it. Not fucking doing it.
No.
We just got to be smarter with where we spend and fuck these corporations because they all want to see us broken in debt. And it's just more evident now than ever before.
Yeah.
And I'm bitter about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm very bitter about it.
I am too. Very. Especially when you can't even, you can't even buy a fucking candy bar for less than fucking $3.59.
Mm-mm. No. It's so angering.
That's crazy. Remember when fucking, like, bottles of pop, right? Remember when
bottles of what?
Pop. Soda. Remember when they were fucking 89 cents?
When did that start? Where are you from?
All over.
I never heard you call it that in your... Have you been watching videos of other people or something? No,
I said pop because I didn't want to say the name of it. And it came...
So you say soda. Well, like we were raised to say.
But it came into my head before soda did.
And that's what I want to know about. Why did your brain go there? Because mine never would. Do you know where you're from? Oh my God. You're turning into something else. Never in my life have I called it that.
Well, you know, Grandpa called it that. I never took that word on like I did Warsh or anything, but...
I didn't know.
Yeah, he said pop.
Well, we were a soda household.
So Grandpa said pop. And remember, don't you remember, Nona would say root? Root beer. Yeah,
that was made fun of.
Root. Yeah, I never took that one on either. That was
very much made fun of.
Yeah, we made fun of her root beer.
I had a boyfriend from Detroit, and they said fucking pop, and it drove me up the motherfucking wall.
I never said pop
either. Oh, God.
I never, never.
Let's not do that anymore. Let's not do it again. Shut up. That just fucking freaked me out.
I can't help it.
But these were a dollar, okay? These used to be a dollar.
These were 89 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. 89 cents. And listen, in the big scheme of things, it wasn't hella decades ago that them was 89 cents either.
No, it wasn't.
That's fucking crazy.
It depresses me. Everything depresses me right now. I know. I'm turning into the fucking Grinch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on an episode of fucking World's Biggest Cheapskates or something one year, fucking washing paper plates. You're gonna be digging happy birthday.
Cigarette butts out the ashtray. Yeah. Rolling new cigarettes,
making cigarettes and washing happy birthday plates. That's gonna be me with a fucking mug on my face, mad as hell. You want to complain? Don't complain or you ain't gotta eat here.
Shut up.
That's gonna be me.
Oh, she's gonna be reusing pasta water.
Something that I'm fucking I'm starting to want to refuse everything, you know, like fuck you,
rebel.
Every time a price shocks me, I'm like fuck you. A few t-shirts I was ordering for peas, like graphic tees that hello, she's a fucking little ass kid,
she's a baby,
little kid, she's not, she's like 4T still, toddler size.
Yeah.
$19.99. Stop fucking playing in my face. Stop playing in my face.
I was looking at pajamas online, right?
Mm-hmm. $35 for kids' pajamas.
So a holiday onesie for our size?
Mm-hmm.
$50.
Nuh-uh.
I almost fell over.
Nope.
Don't want that.
You're going to get these sweatpants if in a minute. No, absolutely not.
I couldn't believe it. $50 fucking dollars? Crazy. You're out of your fucking mind.
I will say they were Demon Hunter pajamas, so of course they're going to try to gouge. But the reviews were bad, but it was like her size, $35 for some Demon Hunter pajamas. Mm-mm. Bitch, I'll make Demon Hunter pajamas before I pay that.
No, for real. Ugh.
Yeah. Speaking of, Demon Hunter Vans came out. Was excited to get them for her. Sold out in the first day.
That's Let me guess, a reseller bought them?
Who knows? Probably, but...
They're going to be on eBay now that for $900 a pair. Know, so watch for those, you guys.
That made me mad. I was like, fuck, I wanted to get her a pair. Maybe they'll restock. I don't know. I did hit notify me on their website. Yeah. So maybe that they will come back.
That sucks.
That would have been a nice gift for her. Not that she fucking needs anything in the world, but she would have been excited for something like that.
Yeah.
A warning. The recirculating button in your car for the air can kill you. Can kill you. You ever notice?
I never use that one.
So if I'm on the 5 and I drive through the cow country and it stank, I'll press it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it'll keep that smell from coming in. But if you ever notice, if you ever do use it, it doesn't stay on in newer cars. It'll only be on for a couple minutes and then it cuts off and you have to like either redo it or just go on with life. And there's a reason for that.
I already can guess.
The old cars, it would stay on. And there were far too many cases of people. What it basically does, it recirculates the air that's in the cabin, that's in the car. You get too much carbon monoxide.
And you become hypoxic.
and you fall asleep.
Yep.
And you fucking die.
Your fucking brain shuts down.
And you fucking kill people. And it don't take long. Mm-mm. So it's important that everybody knows that. A lot of people don't even know what that button is for. I've seen memes that people were making jokes and they were like, if you press this, your car is going to flip upside down. Don't ever press this. But honestly, that's, you know, it's to recirculate the air. Like if you're going through a dusty area or whatever, yeah. Like there are times when, you know, it's valuable to fucking use it, but it cuts itself off. Just don't keep doing it because yeah, you're going to.
I love that the new cars fucking cut it off. Yeah. Like it's like dummy proof.
Yeah. But older cars, that's fucking scary. Because
yeah,
you're going to fall asleep and it's going to be over.
Yeah. I will say about the newer cars, even though they fucking want to hoard some features behind paywalls, of which course. Is wild.
Of course.
I will say there are some fucking...
good safety stuff.
Yeah. Like I was telling you, when I shut my car off, a big red sign flashes across the fucking dash and it says, check your back seats.
That's good.
Make sure your baby ain't back there, bitch.
Yeah, it's very sad that that has to be a thing. A few cars that I've driven, the first time I saw it, I had rented a van and we had all went down to LA, like me and the kids and Lonnie and everybody. And I rented this van and after like 2 hours, a little coffee cup came up and it said, go take a break.
Yes.
And so, and I think my car does that after a few hours now. Mine does. It'll... more cars do it now. And I was like, that's smart. Like, you know, for people to not be tired. Like, it's like, go do a bump. Right. And it shows a snowflake. And I thought, that's nice to have that feature. You're right.
Yes. I need a break.
You're absolutely right.
A special break. Mine, it'll show the coffee cup and then it'll say driver attention span. And it will grade you a percentage.
Shut the fuck up.
And it bases it off if you're fucking hitting
if
the
you're
fucking
swerving
dots.
And shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. If you're not paying attention, bitch. Yep.
And then it'll, well, I've never made it, but I was reading, it will flash red and be like,
take a break. Yank over right now. Get off next exit.
You're going to kill someone, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fucking smart.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that. Mm-mm. It might help some people on the road.
Agree.
Well, we got a package that I just ripped open before we started. I don't even know who this is from. I just know it's for us. So, keep going. Keep growing. That's cute.
That's really sweet.
Because of you, I get to do what I love. Thank you, XOXO. Noelle, but that's not who sent it to us. I think maybe that's from the company because this is in there. It's like a personal card.
Oh, and that's cute little kitty stickers.
Pat and Crystal. Is this a lighter?
Yes. Okay, these are really
Or is it a phone?
Let me see.
Those are cats and stuff. And oh, oops. That looks like a lighter. These are cute stickers.
Those are really cute stickers, whoever did that.
All right. The best is yet to come. Oh, okay. Nice handwriting.
Yeah, I can see it from here. It is.
Pat and Crystal, happy holidays. Your health and influence are truly... I need glasses.
Do you want to borrow mine?
Can you read it? I really can't see. I had to have Bunny tell me a number that was on my phone before I got here. And she was like, you need to make your shit bigger.
Like
sorry.
This, your
yeah, because I can't see. I need to keep some glasses here. Sorry.
This is really nice handwriting.
Yeah.
It's in all capitals. Happy holidays. Your reach and influence are truly the biggest gift. And your world is such a fun place to escape into each week. I've been a quiet listener since 2020 and nothing compares to Hello Dysfunction. Oh. Your podcast has played in the background of my life for half a decade. From my father passing, moving into my first home, graduating school, you're going to make me cry, surviving this hellhole of a presidency, every evening run in the neighborhood, there you are, carrying your listeners. The feeling of family, you are the reminder that imperfect is perfect.
Mm.
This space you've created to normalize trauma is so unmatched. Sorry, I'm trying to not cry. I've been a crybaby lately. I feel like someone is wrapping a hug around my life, around my life experiences, holding my secrets each time and telling me I'm not the only one. When I hear you guys share the less than desirable parts of life, you create space and make so many of us feel understood. Know, it's underlined, that your transparency and shared life experiences are valuable and your currency is the life you've lived. I am grateful to listen every week. Congrats on 7 years, and here's to many more. I love it here. What a comfy place for my existence. I own a little trinket shop. I'm overdue for sending snail mail your way. Y'all deserve a little fun, even at our big age. Food equals Pat, cat equals Crystal.
Yes.
Always, Noel. This That's was so, so well sweet. Written, dude.
We're going to have to hang that.
And all I want to do is just cry, but I'm not
That's
going
so
to.
That's so sweet, and we appreciate that so much. I mentioned before, we get discouraged sometimes, and sometimes we get not so nice messages and shit like that, but
it feels really good to be given validation or gratitude or told that we help. Like, being told that we help is probably the greatest compliment in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, these stickers are just so fucking cute.
A fried egg.
I have an ice cream sandwich. I got all the ice cream. Wait. Okay, I'm fucking blind. I can't tell if it's a slot machine or a typewriter.
So neither of us can see. I
and
feel
I got
better.
Glasses on.
Pickle slut.
Okay.
That's cute.
That's hella cute.
What is
what
this
a
background?
Great fucking
is this a
trinket
sticker?
Shop? How fun. Oh, my house would really be fucking hoarded.
What's in here?
I'm putting this on my car.
Oh my God. No, literally.
This can't be hell. Kittens exist.
Look at these. These say fuck ice.
Shut up.
You guys, they're earrings.
Those are fucking cute as hell.
They, oh my God, these are perfect. They say fuck ice. They're big dangle earrings, and I love them. And they came in this nice bag. Thank
I
you
need
so
those.
Much. What a sweet
I'm like, I need
gift.
Those.
Thank you.
This is really cool. Solar cured gel nail strips. Because I got
that,
nails
What
now.
Does that cat say?
I like them
the
chunky.
Side? Is that what it says?
And it looks like my fucking
it
fat
It looks
cat.
Like it does. Oh, my God.
Let's see. Oh, how cute. Look. Wait. There's something in there.
Crystal, it only seemed fitting. Hope you enjoy these stickers from my shop. Noel.
Wait, open it. Are they both fucking? Oh,
this bag is hella cute.
You're so thoughtful. Crystal, try these. Your nails will get long. I used to go to salon to get gel nails for 10 plus years. These changed the game for me. Just make sure your nail beds are trimmed, manicured, and they last.
Oh my God, it's a pill bottle with cats coming out. It's your meds.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Okay.
Take your meds.
These are
really
fucking cute.
Thank you so much.
You are fabulous. What a great. I would love to see what else is in your shop.
Yeah.
The hoarder in me
so
is
wait,
like, this
so
is so cool.
The name, let's see. Can you read this at the bottom? Because I can't see. Is that the business name?
Because of you, I get to do what I
at the bottom.
Love. Thank you, blah, blah. And then it says, P.S., you look brilliant today. Wavydaysstudio.com.
Oh, good.
I'll be going to dig in there.
Guys, check them out.
Wavy Days. D-A-Z.
Oh, yeah. We got some business cards, too. So that's cool.
What? Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Wavy Days Studio.
Oh, yeah. Duh, right here.
Sorry, I didn't see that at first. Oh, wait, there's
it's
more.
It's like Merry Christmas.
It's all the foods. Hold on.
Shut up.
This one has peanut butter, mac and cheese, Ruffles.
That's for Santana.
Cookie Monster, a microwave. These are so cute. These are so cute.
I really love the pickle slut.
Thank you.
So cute. I'll never forget her being pregnant with Santana, and we would be on our way to record, and we'd have to stop, and she'd have to get one of them big fucking daddy pickles, and she would tear it open just a little bit and fucking knife the juice. Then, when we got to the studio, she would eat the pickle every time.
Yes.
Every time.
And I don't think she's really a fan now that she's here, Earthside.
Yeah.
I don't think she's really a fan of pickles.
Rude.
Yeah.
Huh. And you tried to gear her up and just...
Yeah. Try to set you up for greatness.
I'm going to try these.
Yeah, you should.
I need to cut these and even them out. This is cute. This is a really cute little color, too.
Thank you. That's hella thoughtful. We appreciate that so much.
Hella thoughtful, dude. I'm not going to cry. Big girls don't cry.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of thoughtful and whatnot, I want to talk about our patrons.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have names before we get to any write-ins? Mm-hmm. At some point, we stopped doing that, and we want to get back to that. So just acknowledging everybody that joins us over there.
It's just that one right now.
Okay. Katie Pearson, Stephanie Seha, Ty, and Danny. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us at the clubhouse. We hope you're enjoying yourself.
So happy to have you, all of you. Love it. I love seeing the new names, the new members pop up. You guys can gift a Patreon membership for the holidays if you didn't know that.
If you know anybody that might like that. I think this one, let's see. No, I read that one before. Okay.
Sorry, I know I'm making so much fucking noise. I just want to put this back real quick.
Hello, just trying to get a birthday shout out from my wife Danielle on 12/23. That's my grandma's birthday. She listens to your podcast daily and can say she's one of your biggest fans without a doubt. If she hears this, love you, babe. Happy birthday. And that is from Devin.
Oh, how sweet.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Danielle. Thank you for being a listener.
I think this is an update.
Okay. And then I have, I think I have one from IG.
Or maybe not. I think it's about capitalism. Okay, well, let's see. Dearest Pat and Crystal, the first time I wrote into you a few months ago, it was about getting the ick from men, which is essentially a protest because I still want nothing to do with them. Indirectly, this is fighting capitalism because as a marriage and child-free woman by choice, this is a fight against the patriarchy.
High five.
It's funny how these be right on time, like with the topics that we,
it'd be the universe's magic.
Yeah. All right. Today, I'm here to discuss the recent topic of protesting capitalism at Christmas. Let me preface this by saying that we're a very small family now of 6 adults, which definitely makes this much easier.
Yeah.
Many years ago, we all decided to stop buying useless gifts for each other while still getting together for a lovely Christmas dinner in the festively decorated home of whoever was hosting that year. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Either at our house or at my aunt and uncle's. I can't tell you how great it feels going into every holiday season knowing there is no need to put any mental or physical effort into buying gifts. It really makes for a stress-free Christmas, and getting together with family and lots of delicious food is really enough. This is my dream.
Yeah, for sure.
We are all just regular people, either retired or working regular jobs. So in this economy, it just makes sense for us. On a personal level, the pandemic lockdown is really what pushed me into a more anti-consumerism lifestyle. I've been extremely lucky that my employer has allowed me to continue working from home full time.
That's awesome.
That's great. Which has been such a blessing. I no longer have to spend money on transit, coffee, food, or real outside clothes. Man. That's great. I wake up and change from PJs to track pants, eat and drink the food in my home, and living like this has made it so that I don't have the same desire to consume. I have no taste for buying new clothes as it seems pointless.
Yep.
I wrote this.
Dude, what a great employer.
Yeah.
My friend was allowed since the pandemic. She's been working from home.
Yeah.
And her job's been great. She's been performing well. They're making her go back January 3rd.
After 5 years.
After five fucking years. Fucked up.
Okay, I have no taste for buying new clothes as it seems pointless. Where am I going other than to walk my dog? Nowhere, and I fucking love it.
Yes.
The more I live like this, the less I care about what's out there, and I'm happy as fuck living my quiet little life at home, making the best of what I already have.
Yeah.
Finally, I just want to say how much I continue to love your podcast. I've been listening since the Ask Potafria days and naturally transitioned over to HD. It's the only podcast I listen to, and it's part of my weekly house cleaning ritual. Thank you for all the work and time you put into this. I really do look forward to it every single week. Wishing you and your families all the best this holiday season, and good luck changing the minds of the fucking Christmas committee.
Those are the fuckers.
Those fuckers. All the best from Toronto, Canada, Nat. Thank you, Nat. And you're living the dream.
The dream.
Yeah.
A dog. And at home.
And just being cozy and fucking getting your work done and just living your fucking life. Yesterday, I started to get a few things that I really thought were cute. It was like a big tomato container, but it was like a big tomato. And I was like, oh, that will look cute in my kitchen. And then it was just like a fucking soup grocery can. Pad and then like a soup can that was a safe. And I was like, I'm just going to get these things. And I thought about it and I was like, no, it's just fucking stuff.
She said it's stuff. I don't need it.
I'm trying to get rid of stuff. I'm trying to not have so much stuff. I don't fucking need it. So I was disciplined and I put that shit back and I didn't fucking get it. So...
yeah.
I'm just trying to be more mindful about shit like that because clutter really does fuck up my vibe, fuck up my energy, and stresses me out, really. So yeah. I find myself lately looking at people's background and their videos and stuff. And if they have nothing on their tables and shit, it looks really nice to me. Like, that must be peaceful.
Yeah.
I have too much shit. Like, I just got to get rid of some shit.
I have so much shit.
Yeah. I don't like it.
But I always say if we had bigger spaces, it wouldn't look so
congested. Yeah. But like, I'm not going to get a bigger space right now.
Right,
like,
same.
And I don't really need one at all. So, you know, I need to get rid of some shit. I tried to like make rules for myself. Like if I bring in fucking a shirt, I need to get rid of a shirt, you know, just to kind of, but I need to get rid of more than a shirt so that it's just, you know, I don't want to keep it the same. I want to make it less of stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. What a perfect write-in, right on time.
Right on time. You know, someone I know, what they do every year at Christmas, and this is, I like, you know, I love ornaments. You know, that's my thing. What they do is they get together and instead of swapping like gifts, it's an ornament.
That's cute.
And they draw names, I think, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They draw names, and then whoever they get, it's just one ornament
that
they would love. Represents them, whatever.
A new one or one that they from their own collection?
It could be any.
Oh, okay.
Or they can make it, whatever, just an ornament.
That's cute.
And I love that
idea. Yeah, I like that idea a lot.
We're doing that next year.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's something useful.
Yep.
I think it's really cool.
These fucking kids, if it wasn't for them, we would have no problem. It's the kids. It's the Christmas committee.
Yeah, because, you know, I hate gifts. I feel like pressure, you know.
But luckily, I was thinking, like, peas don't know about a lot of shit. And it dawned on me the other day when my girl was at my house.
Christmas committee better shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And she mentioned something about a Build-A-Bear. And peas was like, what? Like, she don't know what Build-A-Bear is. And, like, she don't. Like, she only asked for a few things this year. Like, so I want to, like, keep it very reasonable, very
tell her
not overdone, you know? And I feel like she'll appreciate what she gets more.
Yeah.
And just, just the unnecessary amount of shit that the kids be used to get. Like, no.
That would go unopened.
Yep. I have a couple things that are unopened that I'm going to wrap that I know she's never even looked at. And
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I'm telling like her dad just, to, you know, a few things. Don't go crazy. Yeah. She don't fucking need shit. So, and we donate a lot, like, you know, of her stuff, a lot to people that need it. So.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. I've written it. Hello, beautiful ladies. I'd like to give a special shout out to one of my best friends, Berto. His birthday was on December 5th, but let's pretend I'm on time here. Perfect with us. He introduced me to HD in April of this year with episode Wiener Reset.
Wiener Reset?
And I've been hooked ever since. Thank you for this amazing podcast and community. For giving us hella laughs and the soundtrack to my late night drives when I can't sleep. Naturally, I have to come here to show him some love. Happy birthday, Berto, to the only friend who can roast me, hype me up, and stress me out all in the same day.
I love it.
You're one of the realest, one of the funniest, and one of the most solid people I know. You show up for everyone whenever they need it. No other questions asked, just how can I help? Thank you for showing up for me. This has been a wild year, and I'm forever grateful for you. You are the best dad, Tio, brother, son, and friend. May you get everything you deserve and want tenfold. Your energy is truly unmatched. Your partner in fun, Shell.
Happy birthday, Berto.
That's so sweet.
And thank you for bringing us another member of the family. Yes. And we hope your birthday was great.
Yes, happy birthday, love Berto. It. And thanks for showing up for the people you love, man.
Yeah.
I love that. As I drop it. And fucking bang and my
bang your fucked wound. Up
finger.
Go ahead. God. Bang the fresh skin it's on your wound. It's never going to heal. You're going to have to start wearing a glove. Like a big bulky glove. She said glove.
I heal like a diabetic.
You do.
I do.
So when you have something like that, I worry because I'm like, this is going to take a year and a half to heal for her.
Yep. Yeah, it's because a lot of it is because I smoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, my vascular system moves slower. So that's nice, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
If you guys happen to see, I don't know if it was released this year, but I found a picture in my albums of gingerbread red vines, gingerbread flavored red vines. If you see them in your area, please let me know. I will send you money to get me some.
Me too.
I really want some and I'm pissed because I haven't seen them this season. And
or another flavor besides black.
Black I have at home and I love. Black is a classic. It's never going out of style.
So is red.
But I want the gingerbread ones bad.
I want to try them really
They're
bad.
Really good.
Yeah, I imagine they
Pisses
are.
Pisses me off.
Yeah, we got red and green ones, but they're just red
flavor. But they're flavored. Just red flavor. It's a lie. Why it's a red and green lie.
Yeah, why couldn't the green be something snazzy? Be
Christmas
snazzy?
Tree flavor or something. I would have not been mad at that.
I would have tried the Christmas tree flavor.
Didn't we have a coffee before from that evil place that was fucking...
It was like evergreen or it was pine something, or something.
Something. It was like,
It was. And it was it tasted like a forest.
And it was amazing.
And you got it.
Fuck that place. And they never brought it back anyway. Fuckers. So whatever.
Yeah. All right.
All right. It's pretty cold in here and we got shit to do.
Yeah.
Go
to hell.
Yeah, we're getting anxious. It's the party is most upon us.
Wonderful time of the year. All right. Okay. Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,